Hello, I am pleased to have with me today Celeste Ellin, who is our Microsoft Citizenship and Public Affairs Director for the West Region and the U.S. Education Lead. In that position, Celeste manages YouthSpark for the U.S., and she also manages a number of other areas for Microsoft, including corporate responsibility, strategic software grants, U.S. education, retail and regional citizenship, and community affairs programs and strategies. Celeste works with government and education officials, IT industry decision makers, national and local press, and NGOs and other community leaders in two districts and 13 states while leading a team of 25 field community managers. In her spare time, Celeste is also the owner and founder of Soul Cups, a cupcake catering company featured on national TV in Food Network's Cupcake Wars. She makes very good cupcakes, so if anybody is interested in connecting with Celeste on that, look up Soul Cups. So with that, the topic today is YouthSpark, and I'm very pleased to introduce Celeste and have her present about YouthSpark. Celeste?
Jonathan, thank you so much for that really kind introduction. And I am just thrilled to be able to present to this group. I work with a lot of partners across the United States and specifically in the West region, and we have great relationships and we are able to do some wonderful things for young people. So today, in regards to the YouthSpark, it is our national corporate citizenship initiative and global citizenship initiative. And a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago, Microsoft decided to pull all the wonderful programs that we offer across the company under one umbrella. Hence, YouthSpark began. We also made ourselves a very critical goal, and that was to reach 300 million young people across the globe and 75 million young people within the United States, with all the tools and resources around technology training that we offer. We have almost reached our goal. And in the United States, the program that I lead really goes deeper into several programs that we can utilize to help young people have access to technology. I'm going to go into those programs today. Next slide, Jonathan. So one of the programs is called YouthSpark for Schools, and I will talk about that in a little more depth a little later. But I want you to know that the vision around all of our YouthSpark programs and resources is to reach not only Metro City schools, but also influencers in the areas of technology, in political, government, and civic leaders as well. And we also like to want to make sure that we're connecting our programs and showcasing the fact that Microsoft is a good corporate citizen and cares about the community as well as education. Next slide, Jonathan. So the three pillars of YouthSpark, these are the three programs that we offer. As I said, education, employability, and entrepreneurship are the focus for our citizenship initiatives. But the first program, YouthSpark, which we now call Classic, or YouthSpark Connections, started with our support and partnership with the Brookings Institution, a think tank based out of DC that many of you may know, have heard of about, may have heard of. And the Brookings Institution develops research around what is happening with our young people in major metro cities. And we have taken that partnership and had a conversation with influencers in about 19 cities now. And this particular year, 2014, 2015 fiscal year, we will go to five more cities. It really is an incredible program that has allowed us to tap into influencers in the nonprofit community, the business community, as well as the education and government elite communities as well. The second tier YouthSpark, we call YouthSpark Live, and we call it that because we're really now offering this directly to students. it gives young people a chance to spend a full day having opportunities to utilize our technology and really be entrenched in everything that we offer them. They get to have hands-on experience all day with our products. YouthSpark for Schools, or YouthSpark in Schools, is our newest program, which is just starting this year. We'll go to 8 metro cities, and the whole idea behind that is, from the last slide as I shared with you, is to really give schools and school administrators an opportunity to understand the breadth of everything that we do and what we offer. We understand our competitors are really diving deep into this area in schools and sharing with teachers what they do, but Microsoft has been there for many, many years doing incredible work. And so it's our time now to make sure that teachers understand what we have to offer, what they can offer their students, and spend some time understanding the Microsoft group of products. So we'll go to 8 cities this year with YouthSpark in Schools. All of these programs have an opportunity to have a partner connection. We'd love for you to attend the events, connect with our Microsoft and YouthSpark leads and citizenship leads in those markets, and I can help you do that. Next slide, Jonathan. So here's the targeted cities again, so you can see where the YouthSpark Classic or Connection events are. We'll be in Austin, Baltimore, Orlando, Denver, and Salt Lake City. The YouthSpark Live events will be in Boston, Silicon Valley, Charlotte, and Minneapolis. And the YouthSpark in Schools program will be in Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Miami, Seattle, DC, Houston, and San Francisco. And for my partners out in the West Coast, please tap me for San Francisco and for Denver and for Seattle. We'll get you connected there. And I can also lead you to my colleagues who cover the other cities and other regions. Next slide. So this is a what I call a salad bowl of information. But basically, these are all the things that we offer to schools and all the products that we offer to schools. We will not do every single presentation, but we will take a combination of these and make some decisions on what we present. Every market will be different. So for example, in the Bay Area, we may want to focus on something specific to IT Academy, or we want to share with them, you know, what's happening with Bing for schools or Skype in the classroom. Each market will make a decision as to what they want to share out. Next slide, Jonathan. So this just gives you an example of our internal team members. But there's a whole, as you can imagine, it takes a village to put something like this on. So we will work with our PR team, our marketing team, our education sales team, our state and local government team, our government affairs team, and our retail stores to make sure that this is a very impactful event for YouthSpark in Schools. And that goes across all the programs we do. For YouthSpark Connections, we also have the same team that we work with. Here you're seeing an example of the Seattle team. Next slide, Jonathan. So, as I said before, when we first got started, who's the audience for this particular YouthSpark in Schools? Well, for YouthSpark in Schools, it will be IT directors, STEM teachers, school administrators like principals, maybe even parent teacher directors. We really want to get to people who will have hands-on with the students around STEM. So this is a collection of the people that we will invite and people that you may even have relationships with. So we ask that you work with us in citizenship in each market to ensure that we are inviting the right people and to bring, you know, your team as well, particularly if you have a focus and interest in education. Next slide, Jonathan. So here's an example of what an agenda would look like for the day. We want to kick it off and have a lot of fun, and maybe even, you know, in some cities we may even utilize the marching band at the school or the cheerleaders at the school. Or we may even work with our retail stores team because they are pretty high energy. Or City Year, if you've ever worked with a nonprofit called City Year, they're one of our national partners. They have a terrific group of young people they call their core members, and their core team comes out and does incredible presentations. So we'll kick it off that way. We'll probably invite the proclamation or, you know, one of the folks from the city council, or we'll have obviously the principal of the school there as well. Then we'll go into what the session looks like around YouthSpark. And we want to do this from a student voice because we know that teachers really like to hear, you know, the conversations and the examples from students and their experiences rather than hear it from just a Microsoft talking head. So we will have several stories from a student around the YouthSpark and a YouthSpark advocate, maybe a student who's done some work in the summer camps through the YouthSpark stores, and maybe a student who has gone through the City Year or Year Up programs, which are very in-depth programs around STEM training. Then we'll break, and we're going to do what we call, the next slide, Jonathan, professional development or professional learning. This will be where the teachers and administrators will actually spend time with one of our education fellows. We call them Microsoft Innovative Educators. These are folks who really know our products very well, and they'll take certain particular areas like you see on the right-hand side and go deeper into what are some of the things that we offer and really spend time with the teachers learning and also having firsthand experience, utilizing those programs on our Microsoft devices. So actually, in some cities, this is the superintendents or the principals will allow this to really go against the class credit for a professional development for teachers. And we hope that this will be the case in many different cities. So, as I said before, there's lots of ways the partners can be involved in our YouthSpark programs. What I'd like to do is make sure that Jonathan sends you the contact for each one of our leads in each of the regions. If you miss that, you can always, you know, ping me or ping Jonathan to get that information. But my call to action to you is to get involved. Many of the partners in the West have participated in a lot of our YouthSpark programs. They've attended our YouthSpark programs. They've sat on panels. They've also invited guests. There's lots of ways that you can get involved. With that, I'm going to pass it back to Jonathan.
Great. Thank you, Celeste. One thing I wanted that you and I have talked about, and I want to put it up into the messages now, is the LinkedIn page for YouthSpark. Can you just speak to that a little bit and talk about what, you know, how partners can be involved virtually through LinkedIn and supporting YouthSpark?
Of course I can, and thank you for reminding me about that. Yes, YouthSpark Connections, the LinkedIn group, came out of the many events that we had over the last 2 years. And it allows our influencers who participated in that event to sort of join this group where they can keep the conversation going. We want to add to that group. We want people who care about education, who spend time in the education space, who want to find young people to help train them, get to gain access to great STEM careers like yourself, to be a part of this dialogue. This is a chance for you to share what you know, what you're thinking about education, and how you can help a young person. So a great place to chat, a great place to share ideas, and a great place to find new connections around the education space and technology space. So second call to action, please join the YouthSpark LinkedIn group. And I know that Jonathan will be offering lots of goodies if you do.
Lots of VFI goodies, yes.
Exactly.
So another question is around. So it's really great to see what uSpark is doing in these certain geos. Aside from LinkedIn, if you don't reside in these geos where the focus is, but you want to be involved, what are some ways that you can be involved with uSpark if you're not having the direct programming in your geo?
That's a really good question. Microsoft is across the globe and across the US, and we have many field offices. There is a community affairs lead in every field office. I highly recommend that you reach out through your SMB teams or your other, colleagues within Microsoft to find out who is leading community affairs within that particular field office. And they can get you involved in volunteer programs, in the uSpark programs, and then in, general sponsorships that we do with the community.
Great. And that's something, again, if you don't know who that is, you can contact me and I will help navigate and find the right community affairs person for you in those offices.
Correct.
Another question, and you references up here, at least I have, has to do with Hour of Code and sort of that connection. Last year we had over 500 partners through VFI get involved with Hour of Code. We're going to do another push again this year. So can you talk a little bit about that connection between uSpark and Hour of Code, if there is one? And I think in addition, some questions we've had in the past is what's the follow-up from activities like that? So any sort of thoughts or advice you have would be great.
Yes, so again, we will do more Hour of Code and gaming programs. That comes as sort of a combination of work that comes from our global citizenship team, our field citizenship team, and our development now called DX team. So, working in concert, these folks will design specific programs within their metro cities. And that information will get shared and disseminated to me and Jonathan as to what is actually happening. Again, your community affairs lead and your citizenship lead in your specific city or region can tap you and make sure that you get pulled into the right program. Those are all in the process of being developed right now.
Great, and again, through VFI, we'll keep you informed about Hour of Code, and we can also, working with Celeste, promote any uSpark events that she laid out here through VFI through our calendar. So that's another resource for you to stay informed.
Yes, I think the most important thing, Jonathan, is that they get to know their community affairs and citizenship lead in each of their cities.
Great. All right, and we will work with Celeste on that. So that's all the questions I had received. So again, Celeste, I want to thank you for your time. I too want to echo and encourage partners to, one, get involved with uSpark in your community. In particular, if there are events happening in your community, we do need and are looking for partner support there. It's a great way to meet young people. It's a great way to support STEM. It's a great way to address some of the talent gap issues that we've talked about with VFI. And then, secondly, I put the link in this recording. I'll also put the link in the email. But please, please join the LinkedIn group and participate. Young people, are looking to be mentored, are looking to make connections with professionals like you, and I think that's a great way to be involved. So with
Fantastic.
that, Celeste, I'll give you the last word and then I'll say thank you.
Well, I think you've said it all, Jonathan. I do want to just add that, we are aligned to five national nonprofit partners, and we have lots more partners that we support from the nonprofit community in each one of our cities. There is no end to the work that can be done to help these young people have an extra hand up into a career, particularly a technology STEM career. So we look to the partners to support this, and I'm so looking forward to working with all of you going forward. Thanks for the opportunity, Jonathan.
All right. Thank you, Celeste. Bye.
Bye.